Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, November 23rd, and we are reading from the Contemporary English Version this week. We'll begin our reading with Acts chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. When the riot was over, Paul sent for the followers and encouraged them. Then he told them goodbye and left for Macedonia. As he traveled from place to place, he encouraged the followers with many messages. Finally, he went to Greece and stayed there for 3 months. Paul was about to sail to Syria, but some of the Jewish leaders plotted against him. So he decided to return by way of Macedonia. With him were Sopater, son of Pyrrhus, from Berea, and Aristarchus and Secundus from Thessalonica. Gaius from Derbe was also with him, and so were Timothy and the two Asians, Tychicus and Trophimus. They went on ahead to Troas and waited for us there. After the festival of thin bread, we sailed from Philippi. 5 days later, we met them in Troas and stayed there for a week. On the first day of the week, we met to break bread together. Paul spoke to the people until midnight because he was leaving the next morning. In the upstairs room where we were meeting, there were a lot of lamps. A young man by the name of Eutychus was sitting on the windowsill. While Paul was speaking, the young man got very sleepy. Finally, he went to sleep and fell 3 floors all the way down to the ground. When they picked him up, he was dead. Paul went down and bent over Eutychus. He took him in his arms and said, "Don't worry, he's alive." After Paul had gone back upstairs, he broke bread and ate with us. He then spoke until dawn and left. Then the followers took the young man home alive and were very happy. Paul decided to travel by land to Assos. The rest of us went on ahead by ship, and we were to take him aboard there. When he met us in Assos, he came aboard, and we sailed on to Mytilene. The next day, we came to the place near Chios, and the following day, we reached Samos. The day after that, we sailed to Miletus. Paul had decided to sail on past Ephesus because he did not want to spend too much time in Asia. He went in a hurry and wanted to be in Jerusalem in time for Pentecost. From Miletus, Paul sent a message for the church leaders at Ephesus to come and meet with him. When they got there, he said, "You know everything I did during the time I was with you when I first came to Asia. Some of the Jews plotted against me and caused me a lot of sorrow and trouble. But I served the Lord and was humble. When I preached in public and taught in your homes, I didn't hold back from telling anything that would help you." And now we turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we will be reading Psalm 5 and 6. A psalm by David for the music leader, Use Flutes. Listen, Lord, as I pray. Pay attention when I groan. You are my King and my God. Answer my cry for help because I pray to you. Each morning you listen to my prayer. As I bring my requests to you and wait for your reply. You are not the kind of God who is pleased with evil. Sinners can't stay with you. No one who boasts can stand in your presence, Lord, and you hate evil people. You destroy every liar, and you despise violence and deceit. Because of your great mercy, I come to your house, Lord, and I am filled with wonder as I bow down to worship at your holy temple. You do what is right, and I ask you to guide me. Make your teaching clear because of my enemies. Nothing they say is true. They just want to destroy. Their words are deceitful like a hidden pit, and their tongues are good only for telling lies. Punish them, God, and let their own plans bring their downfall. Get rid of them. They keep committing crimes and turning against you. Let all who run to you for protection always sing joyful songs. Provide shelter for those who truly love you and let them rejoice. Our Lord, you bless those who live right and you shield them with your kindness. And from Psalm 6, a psalm by David for the music leader, use stringed instruments. Don't punish me, Lord, or even correct me when you are angry. Have pity on me and heal my feeble body. My bones tremble with fear, and I am in deep distress. How long will it be? Turn and come to my rescue. Show your wonderful love and save me, Lord. If I die, I cannot praise you or even remember you. My groaning has worn me out. At night, my bed and pillow are soaked with tears. Sorrow has made my eyes dim, and my sight has failed because of my enemies. You, Lord, heard my crying, and those hateful people had better leave me alone. You have answered my prayer and my plea for mercy. My enemies will be ashamed and terrified as they quickly run away in complete disgrace. And now we turn over to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 11. Like a branch that sprouts from a stump, someone from David's family will someday be king. The Spirit of the Lord will be with him to give him understanding, wisdom, and insight. He will be powerful, and he will know and honor the Lord. His greatest joy will be to obey the Lord. This king won't judge by appearances or listen to rumors. The poor and the needy will be treated with fairness and with justice. His word will be law everywhere in the land, and criminals will be put to death. Honesty and fairness will be his royal robes. Leopards will lie down with young goats, and wolves will rest with lambs. Calves and lions will eat together and be cared for by little children. Cows and bears will share the same pasture. Their young will rest side by side. Lions and oxen will both eat straw. Little children will play near snake holes. They will stick their hands into dens of poisonous snakes and never be hurt. Nothing harmful will take place on the Lord's holy mountain. Just as water fills the sea, the land will be filled with people who know and honor the Lord. The time is coming when one of David's descendants will be the signal for the people of all nations to come together. They will follow his advice, and his own nation will become famous. When that day comes, the Lord will again reach out his mighty arm and bring home his people who have survived in Assyria, Egypt, Pathros, Ethiopia, Elam, Shinar, Hamath, and the land along the coast. He will give a signal to the nations, and he will bring together the refugees from Judah and Israel who have been scattered all over the earth. Israel will stop being jealous of Judah, and Judah will no longer be an enemy of Israel. Instead, they will get together and attack the Philistines in the west. Then they will defeat the Edomites, the Moabites, and the Ammonites in the east. They will rule those people and take from them whatever they want. The Lord will dry up the arm of the Red Sea near Egypt, and he will send a scorching wind to divide the Euphrates River into seven streams that anyone can step across. Then, for his people who survive, there will be a good road from Assyria, just as there was a good road for their ancestors when they left Egypt. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I'm struck by this image in Isaiah 11 about the person from David's family who will come someday to be king, and we know this to be prophecy about Jesus. Verse 3 says, his greatest joy will be to obey the Lord. And then it seems in verse 8 and around verse 8 that this is an image of the new heavens and the new earth, this idea that there will be a land of peace. It struck me that it said, little children will play near snake holes. They will stick their hand into dens of poisonous snakes and never be hurt. This is a wonderful image of a land that is as it should be. And I believe that this is a prophecy about the new heavens and the new earth. And then I would be remiss if I didn't mention in Acts the part about Eutychus and falling three stories to his death, and then he's revived. There is this preaching book that's called Saving Eutychus, and it's just a play on the fact that sometimes we might preach a little too long. And so Paul had been preaching all night. But imagine with me the joy that these new believers had being with Paul and learning from him. And they knew he was leaving the next day, and so they wanted to stay with him all night to hear what he had to say about Jesus. I think we as a people could learn a lot from a desire to know Jesus more. So would you pray with me? Lord, we come together today just asking you to give us a desire to know you and your word more. Thank you, Father, for reminding us in your word that Jesus has come and his greatest joy is to live in obedience to you. You also have called us to the narrow path, the path of obedience. And so I pray, Lord, that today it would not seem burdensome to us to obey. Rather, we would recognize that obeying you leads to great joy. We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who has made a way for us. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.